the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And what a royal screwing in Vegas last night, Lundy. For the people out there who had San Diego State at -9.5, condolences. And I mean that sincerely, because that was the most ridiculous, most batshit crazy, most absurd ending to a game and a cover for UNLV. So what happened, Lundy, if you missed it last night, and you can find the video everywhere on social media, the Aztecs are up a dozen, and the spread is 9.5. Under a minute to go, waning moments of the game, this thing should be put to bed. You know, maybe the Running Rebels foul a couple of times and boost that margin of victory up for the visiting San Diego State Aztecs. So what happens is San Diego State inbounds the ball to a UNLV player. Kid knocks down a tray. It goes from 12 to 9. It's okay, well, there's still a shot here that San Diego State could cover because there's probably going to be some fouls are going to ensue. San Diego State then inbounds it, sprints up the floor, throws it then down the floor, and there is a guy under the basket wide open. He catches it, and instead of doing the sensible thing, which is kissing it off the glass or maybe dunking it to put an exclamation point on the game, he decides, oh, we're going to showboat here, throws it high off the glass with another San Diego State player sprinting down the court in the hopes that it's going to be a top 10 SportsCenter moment. Kid's going to catch it off the ricochet and then flush it down with authority. Well, it went disastrously. He threw it off the glass, and it ricocheted off his own player into UNLV's hands, and the Running Rebels then cover on the 9.5 because it was a 9-point margin in the end when the buzzer sounded. You want to talk about a bad beat, brother? That one was brutal.
Yeah, when you get a bad beat from pure showboating, that's like some of the drunk videos you see on Instagram where, you know, somebody's had way too many at the bar, and so they think they're going to be funny, and they're going to, you know, climb up on the bar, they're going to do something goofy, and instead they wind up in the hospital. Yeah, that's what those moments remind me of when we talk about getting screwed in Vegas. Those are the kind of moments that happen, whether it's on the basketball court or it's after a few too many tequilas, my friend.
Well, I'll tell you what, it could be a tequila heavy game tonight for the UTEP Miners, because they are going up against the Kansas Jayhawks in an oddball matchup, Lundy. And it's one of those COVID clashes that could only occur, right? Kansas is done with their Big 12 regular season. So they, you know, Bill Self's like, well, yeah, we got to have a tune-up in time for the Big 12 conference tournament. So let's just schedule somebody, anybody. And, you know, they send out the bat signal, and UTEP says, oh, we'll play it. We'll come to the fog. So a little early bonus time. I'm taking UTEP plus 17.5, Lundy, because it's just a strange matchup. Plus, UTEP has one of the best names in college basketball on the roster. So lay boom! And that's exactly what UTEP's going to levy. The boom on Kansas. Not really. I just hope they cover the 17.5. I mean, Kansas go out there and win by 17. But UTEP 11-8 against the spread. Boom! This season, shoot over 80% for the charity stripe, over 40% from downtown. And you look at UTEP, I mean, they played Arizona in non-conference play. They only lost by 13. They beat Arizona State on the road. And this team, by every advanced metric that's out there, much better than the dregs of the cake of the Big 12, which is Kansas State and Iowa State. So I'm taking UTEP, man. Screw it. Only because of Soleil. Boom! Plus the 17.5.
I have a feeling there's going to be some other weird bad beat that happens in this game tonight. I'm just after what happened last night, I could totally see that happening here at Fog Allen. So fingers crossed that UTEP covers for you and that you're not doing late night shots trying to chase in the Santa Clara game.
Oh, well, that's a distinct possibility. That's always on the table when shots are involved. And look, if you want to get it, your shots on the NBA, college basketball, the NHL, or UFC 259, there's no place to do it but DraftKings Sportsbook. And speaking of UFC 259, it's this weekend. It is sure to be action-packed with three title fights taking place in one night. DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC, is putting you in the center of the octagon title fight with 100-1 odds on either fighter to land a punch during the title fight. Pick either main fighter to land a punch during the weekend's UFC 259 bout, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 100-1 odds. Just bet $1 on either fighter to land a punch, and if that happens, you will cash $100. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if either main event fighter lands a punch on Saturday. Place your bet and watch the fist fly this weekend. That's code FTN to turn $1 into $100 if either fighter lands a punch for a limited time only. At DraftKings Sportsbook, must be 21 or older, Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only, new customers only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana, 1-800-9 with it. With that, on this hashtag Tequila Thursday, let's get to it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, let's go out west, and let's talk about a Mountain West battle between Basement Dweller Wyoming against Utah State. Squarely sitting on the bubble are the Aggies. I'm going to lay the chalk here, Lundy, at minus 16. You look at Utah State, 12-6 against the spread as a favorite this season. So they have handled meek competition with relative ease. And the Aggies calling card, they wrap and squeeze on defense. Number one in five different defensive categories in Mountain West play, giving up just 0.869 points per possession. Kata and Bean, those guys are generating a second chance opportunity 37% of the time in conference play, and against a Cowboys team that doesn't have much of an inside presence, they should have their way. Wyoming, number 220 in the nation in defensive rebounding percentage. Wyoming, all they do is jack threes. You and I know this. They pull up. There is a shot that they've seen that they, you know, didn't like. They shoot a three over 51% of their possessions. Utah State's given up 38.5% uncharacteristically along the perimeter in their last five, so they're going to have to really extend and defend. But I think the size of the Aggies will clobber and wear down the visiting boys in Buckham. So, again, Utah State minus 16, fade or follow.
I will roll with this one in Logan with you, my friend. You talked about how Utah State is against the spread. How about this, buddy? 8-0 when they are a double-digit favorite.
Wow.
8-0.
Wow.
So they have been able to cover even when that number starts to creep up. So despite the fact it's a big number, I know that sometimes spreads like this, you know, we were just talking about the KU-UTEP game. I think that sometimes when these spreads creep up to those bigger numbers, people stay away. But Utah State has shown that even when they are favored that big, they can get the job done. So I'll roll with the chalk and the Aggies.
Expect a lashing in Logan.
Number four.
All right, moving on. The Texas Longhorns going up against the swooning Sooners of Oklahoma. Who's going to get right? That's really the question in this game, because both these teams have been very uneven here down the home stretch. And I'm going to side with the home squad there in Norman. Give me Boomer Sooner minus two. Texas 2-9 ATS in their last 11 games. Look, Oklahoma's been soul searching with the three straight L's, but this is still a team that's top 45 in the country and adjusted offensive and defensive efficiency. So wonderfully balanced is Lon Kruger's club. However, since 2022, that's February 22nd, they're 200 plus in offensive rebounding percentage and defensive rebounding percentage, and have given up 55.1% to opponents inside the arc. So Manic, Carruth, Harkless, they have got to throw their weight around. They got to box out because you got some bigs. There was some disruptive length of Texas and Brown and Jones and Sims. That length could be problematic. But OU has seemed to found its three-point stroke here these last couple of games, despite being on the wrong side of the ledger, Lundy. They have drilled 23 triples in their last two contests, and Texas in their last six, giving up 35.4% along the arc. This is a get-right game for Oklahoma. I think they're going to do exactly that. Again, I'm laying the two, fade or follow.
I'm actually surprised that this has the spread the way it is. When we first started looking for the pod today, I expected this to be just a straight-up pick 'em based on how these two teams are. So they're giving OU a couple of points. I think that could be because of the home. It could be because of how the Longhorns have done when they take on other ranked opponents. They're, what, 4-6, I think, on the year against ranked opponents. It could just be that they're expecting the Sooners to be able to bounce back as you see this line the way it is. I'll lay the points, but I think this thing is going to be tight, much like it was the first time these two teams played in Austin. So I'm going to go with the Sooners on this one, but I'm expecting to be sweating that tequila tonight.
Try not to suck, Sooners.
Number three.
All right, moving along to our MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day in the NBA presented by, you guessed it, MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Not familiar with MKF? We'll go there right now. Have an MKF in good time. It's a DFS game unlike any other. It's just you against the house on all of your favorite player props. More or less, over or under. It's thrown together in packs of two all the way up to six. The more you hit on those over-unders, the more cash you stuff into your pockets at MonkeyKnifeFight.com and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And when you do, as a new user, you get a free $5 game on the house. Make some bananas right now at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And let's go to a name that we have not mentioned yet on the pod. And Steph Curry was so close yesterday. Jack 13 threes. He had three in the first quarter, Lundy, but fell by the old Captain Hook. Yar! Taking our bankroll down to Davy Jones' locker. He had five made trays, so he just fell short on that one. But I feel good about today's selection. DeJounte Murray of the San Antonio Spurs, a very physical guard in this league. I'm taking the over on 7.5 rebounds against the Oklahoma City not-so-thunder because they do not have a whole lot of size, and they are the worst rebounding team in the NBA. In fact, OKC ranks exactly that, dead last in opponent defensive rebounding percentage, according to the FTN Advanced DVP tool for the NBA. That's at FTNDaily.com. This is a fourth-best matchup for a rebounder. And you look at Murray, he's hit six boards in three consecutive games, but he's been over the 7.5 total 13 times. He's averaging 7.1 boards per contest. The last time he faced OKC, just a couple of weeks ago, 9 rebounds in that battle. So I think the second go-around is going to be just as fruitful. So give me DeJounte Murray of your San Antonio Spurs on the over 7.5 rebounds. Fade or follow.
This is a tough one for me because I see him at like 7 or 8, right? That's why the hook's there to be able to try to mess with you, just like it was last night with Steph Curry's total. But you're right. The last time he took on the Thunder, he had the 9 boards. He is scrappy for a guard. You don't always see guards pulling down these kind of rebound numbers that he's done. But he's, you know, in the month of February, pulled down double-digit rebounds 3 times over the course of the month. He's just all over the court for the Spurs and trying to hustle that ball down. So I'll tell you what, I'll roll with this one because he did it before against OKC. But man, back-to-back picks in the Fade 5 where I'm sweating tonight.
grab a towel, Lundy. We're definitely going to need it.
Number 2.
All right, moving on. Let's talk about an arch rivalry in the Big Ten. Michigan State taking on Michigan. Now, will the slump all of a sudden for the Wolverines extend to 2 games after the smackdown issued by my University of Illinois Fighting Illini? Well done, gentlemen. Trent Frazier, more specifically. Michigan is laying 12 against their nemesis and Sparty. This one being played inside Chrysler Arena. This is a first of 2 games in a home and away series. Too many points, Lundy. I'm going to take Sparty plus the 12 here. Michigan State has covered in 4 of their last 5 games. You know, you do worry about Michigan maybe releasing some of the tension and frustrations on Michigan State after that Illini loss and a lopsided one, one of the most historic losses by a number 2 ranked team on their home floor in NCAA basketball history. When Michigan is at its best, they share the rock with like a Steve Nash smoothness. They bang threes and they defend their butts off. But you look at Michigan State this last 6 games, their offense, which was barely registering a pulse, is all of a sudden boasting a pretty rapid heart rate. Number 47 in offensive efficiency over that 6-game stretch, netting 1.123 points per possession. All Michigan State's got to do is this, and this may be a bit of a tall task, blast the glass, stretch the defensive pressure of the perimeter, minimize the turnovers, and as well, at least be adequate from three. So if Aaron Henry, who scored at least 20 points in three of his last four games, continues to stay hot, Joshua Langford does a lot of that dirty work, a guy that racks up double-doubles early and often, I think Michigan State will prevent the blowout. Again, 12 points in a rivalry game, too many. So give me Sparty for Shizzle My Izzo plus a 12 against the Wolverines. Fade or follow.
I will fade you on this one. Dude, your list of things the Spartans had to do was longer than the list of grievances for Festivus, okay? What was that? You had like 19 things the Spartans
had to do. They got a lot of boxes they need to check. They got a lot of boxes. Got a lot of work to do.
It's tough. I mean, you basically just did the equivalent of like a nine-leg parlay of the list they have to do, man. Too many things can go wrong. I know it's a rivalry game, and I probably would be willing to take the Spartans if Michigan wasn't coming off an ass-whooping, because I think the Wolverines are going to be able to bounce back. I do think that they win this thing probably by 9 or 10, possibly, but I also would not be surprised at all if they absolutely blow the doors off of Izzo's team and they win this thing by 18 or 19. So I got to fade you on this one, man, because I know 12 is a lot of points in a rivalry game, but yeah, your to-do list, man, forget that.
Get it done, Spartans! I believe!
Number one.
All right, last and certainly not least, let's talk about the signature matchup of the night, and it's another double-digit spread, and this may be shocking to a lot of people out there. Oklahoma State going to Waco to face the Baylor Bears, who have officially shaken off all of the accumulated rust of that extended COVID pause. They got that massive win in Morgantown in overtime and an absolute heart stopper just a couple of days ago. But I'm going to take the visiting Cowboys here and giddy up at plus 11.5, Lundy. Oklahoma State has covered in four consecutive games, and it's a team that seems to be peaking at the right time. Now, look, Baylor was balling out against WVU, netting 1.25 points per possession, made 13 trays, resembled the pre-COVID version of the Bears that a lot of people were saying was in the national title race. But Oklahoma State has a stifling defense. They've given up just 0.898 points per possession in their last six. That's number 23 in the nation over that duration. And the Cowboys, you know, what they've got to do to remain competitive in this game, they've got to reduce the turnovers. They've committed a turnover on 22.3% of their possessions in their last six games and extend their pressure to the arc, because Baylor can absolutely blitz you from three, as we saw in the first match between these two teams, in which it was an 81-66 victory by Baylor in Stillwater. Butler drained 6 of 7 triples in that contest. But you got Cade Cunningham, the likely number one overall NBA pick, and if the complementary options in Williams and Anderson and likely can at least play respectably in this game, I think Oklahoma State's going to keep this thing in single digits and score another victory against the spread. So fade or follow, the Cowboys plus 11.5 against Baylor.
This is a game, Brad, that you could talk me into it, but I'm probably going to alt-line it. I'm going to try to get Oklahoma State a few extra points. I'm not a big fan of this sitting at the 11.5. I probably would want to boost it up a little bit. I do think their defense, as you said, is what's going to be key, because Baylor has seen now that they've got, you know, they kind of, as you said, they shook it loose. The overtime game was fantastic. And now they want to be able to continue to get right as they go towards tournament time. So I think Baylor takes care of this one. I think Oklahoma State can keep it close. So I'll roll with you, but I'll tell you what, I'm a lot more likely to try to turn this into an alt line, you know, two leg, three leg parlay than to necessarily have this one stand on its own.
Oh, speaking of alt lines, I hit mine yesterday. So let's give our audience another freebie for S's and G's, shall
we? All right, let's do it.
We've got some Atlantic 10 Conference tournament action going on. So if you want to get on this, you got to get in early, because this game is tipping in the early afternoon mountain time. So it's like midday or mid-afternoon Eastern time. Give me Dayton on the money line against Rhode Island. Give me Colorado on the money line against Arizona State. That should hopefully be an easy, sweatless game for the Buffs. Give me Oklahoma, as we laid the case out, against Texas on the money line. And give me West Virginia on the alt line, -6 against, I believe it's Kansas State. No, TCU. It's TCU. It doesn't matter. They're all bad at the bottom of the Big 12. And that game being played in Morgantown. So Dayton money line, Colorado money line, Oklahoma money line, West Virginia -6 against TCU. It's +313. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Ooh, seduced by the juice. And, hey, by the way, this is why you listen all the way through the podcast, because yesterday we nailed it with the hump day hockey parlay. That was nice.
Yep.
And then if you stuck around all the way through the podcast, you got an alt line parlay last night, as Brad said, that hit. So, you know, when you're going to strap your ears to this podcast, make sure you listen all the way through. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, we're going to strap ourselves in and drink Mas Tequila tonight for sure. Another great slate of basketball action. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Faith That Always podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And check out FTNDaily.com, FTNFantasy.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your sports betting and fantasy sports content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to score 10% off your subscription today. And as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.